Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
The MKR may have Colin Fasnich, and I know what you're saying, who we have got Gavin Foreman, and that's more important for us, our radio chef. Good morning.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. Hey, before we get into our little segment this morning, Way back when. So have you got a saying for us?
Way back when, we didn't have... It was survival of the fittest. Not so many helmets and not so many warning stickers. It eliminated the gene pool a little bit.
And I'm glad you've managed to survive. So back in my day, there were no skid leads and you're driving around.
That's it.
You know what? You're our very own hairy biker, although you're not as big as the other two boys.
I'm working on that, Rich.
Okay, that's okay. We can take care of that for you. Hey, before we get into hamburgers today, you were going to weigh into the discussion a couple of weeks ago about Gen Y in the kitchens. It got your blood boiling a little bit, didn't it?
And it's not completely their fault. If you looked at the TAFE, the Herald this week, the TAFE numbers have gone from 64,000 to 24,000 in the space of 2 years. They haven't got the support, they're not getting the training, and they've got unrealistic expectations from watching MasterChef and My Kitchen Rules, and they walk in thinking they're going to do their signature dish, and I hand them a peeler and a dishcloth, and I'm going, no, it doesn't work like that.
So it's still the old thing of peeling the spuds and doing the carrots.
Absolutely. Peel the spuds, peel the carrots, wash the dishes, eventually you'll get to cook something.
Oh, that's not fun at all.
No.
So no automatic spud peeler and no dishwasher?
Nope.
Oh, heaven forbid. Do you think some chefs who have seen what happens on television now think that now they can be a little bit more animated and maybe have taken their attitude a little bit too far?
There's a few egos have run a little bit wild. We all jump on that bandwagon every now and again. I must admit I'm guilty of it from time to time. But, it has given unrealistic expectations.
Do you make the people in your restaurant go, yes, chef?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, look at you.
Absolutely. I've earned it.
Speaking of it, oh, there you go, I've earned it. Look, a couple of weeks ago, there was an interesting story about hamburgers and how they need to be cooked and how there is a correct way and an incorrect way. And if you go to America, one of the interesting things I found is if you go and order a burger, they'll say, sir, how would you like that cooked? And you think, okay, and what are my options? You can have it rare, you can have it medium rare or well done, but that's not good, is it? And why?
There's different aspects to it. You can, my favourite one is cut its horns off and run it through a warm room. Bloody and rare and
you're
blue.
You're a blue fan.
I love my steak blue, but I'll always have my burger cooked through. Because burgers, the mince goes through a process. It's not a piece of meat. The more processes it goes through, the more chances it has of infection, bacteria, picking up E. coli or anything nasty like that.
Oh, that doesn't sound good,
does
it?
No, it's not good. So the more you cook it, you kill the bacteria. Everything over 60 degrees.
Okay, so even if you took a wonderful fresh piece of steak, put it through your own mincer, you added nothing to it, it went straight from the mincer to the hot plate, you've still exposed it.
You've exposed it all to the elements.
Ah, okay.
So no matter what way you do, number one, if you cut the steak just as it is, you haven't touched the inside of it, so it can be as rare and as bloody as you like. But if you've run it through a process, if you've chopped it up or minced it, you've exposed it to everything in the air, everything on your board, and then you're going to cook it.
Why do you think America are okay with that?
Different values, not values, different standards.
Okay, health standards,
yes,
and cooking standards. There you go. So if you go along, if you might like your steak rare, you might like it blue, you might like it medium rare, but you're not going to have a choice of a hamburger. Australia loves a hamburger, but there's a bit more to it than just grabbing some mince, whacking some egg and breadcrumb and sticking it under your arm to flatten the patty, isn't there?
There's lots more you can do. I like to add different things. Pickled onions, I like to put pickled onions and gherkins through my actual mince. So you get that flavour through the patty as well as the cheese and bacon and egg, whatever else you put onto
it. Nice.
But you've also got, you could do a Thai style, you could put lime, chilli, coriander into your actual mince and then whack it under your arm before you cooked it.
It's the under the arm thing is the most important part, isn't it?
That's the secret recipe.
To flatten the patty. All right, so there you go. There is so much more you can do with your humble meat patty for your hamburger, but you've got to make sure it's cooked well. If you want to head to 2NURFM.com, you're going to have your favourite hamburger patty recipe up a little bit later today, aren't you?
Absolutely.
So there you go. If you need a bit of a hand, we'll catch you in a couple of weeks' time.
Yep, I'll be back.
We're going to talk slow cookers because we're heading towards that time of the year.
Love it.
Are you a slow cooker fan?
Oh, braises, stews, casseroles, sign me up.
You've got 2 weeks to think of your favourite recipe for the slow cooker.
Done.
Gavin Foreman, our radio chef on 2NURFM.
2NURFM 103.7.